And we are back from executive session.
No motions, sir.
No motions.
No votes were taken.
Or votes were taken during executive session.
Gentlemen, as I have thought about this weekend, and Bob has presented us with these three recommendations. On the early retirement deal, I was going to recommend that we go a little bit more money for those people that had served here for some length of time, and I would like to make anyone that served here at least 20 years a $500 proposal.
Okay.
This has been talked about this morning, and the $200 that we have on here, but if there's any other recommendations that you might have, well, I'd be interested in hearing it. But anybody that's been here for 20 years of service and has the thought of early retirement, I would like to make it $500 per
year. For 20 years?
For 20 years plus.
Go ahead, sir.
Are you...
I got a couple of thoughts. Go ahead, Ron.
So, Dan, what you're talking about is for the early retirement or voluntary termination? Is that what you're...
Well, let me put it this way. If we're going to do... I don't know if I would do 500. I mean, if we're looking at that, then I would probably suggest some sort of stair-stepping and make it available for both policies. So I know we used... On the second policy that we had Mr. Paulson draw up, we were using the vesting of SERF as for the early retirement program. So if I was to sketch something out, maybe I would say from one complete year to seven complete years would be $200. And then if Danny, your suggestion is 20 plus years is 500, I would do something like 8 years to 14 years at $300. And then 15 to 19, $400, and then 20 or more years would be $500 a year. And I would just use that same sliding scale. If it's Bob, of course, you're here because out of executive, but I would make sure that that's legal also. We can do that. But if we offer for one policy, I'd like to make it available for the other policy too.
Yeah. Well, I would go along with that, Jim. If what I'm trying to do is reward the people that have long-term work with Taney County in the early retirement program that we're trying to set up, I just think that those people that have been dedicated for 20 years or more was my feeling about it. But your stair step deal, I totally go along with.
Yeah, I am. I believe we should reward those who have been here for that many years. I mean, that's a great thing. I just think stair step seems to be a way to get to I guess, recognize everyone along the way. Now, a couple thoughts, though. We're looking at two different policies. We're looking at the settlement agreement, and I can just tell you the version one, I'm still very adamant that I want to stick to version one, which is I know Mr. Paulson supplied two versions of that, the settlement agreement, and that sparked a lot of conversation that we had to go into executive over, but I'm still after all the discussion, I still believe version one is the one I'm supporting.
Now there would be there would be a sunset on this agreement on that I'm talking about. This would be like time frame.
Let me ask you a question, because as was just stated, there's really two groups potentially of employees that are being considered. The first is the employees whose positions are being terminated.
Correct.
Yes.
Are being terminated.
Right.
In other words, we are not just terminating someone for this reason or that reason. It's because of a budget reduction and the position itself has been eliminated.
And it goes in line with the way we did budget too.
That date has not changed, is it? It's still the end of February.
February 28th. And that's what the document says. February 28th, The settlement agreement offer sunsets on the 28th.
But, Jim, your scale is the same.
The payout's the same on both programs. The other program, the early retirement, what we have is it sunsets on the 31st of May, but I would say it doesn't start till March 1st.
Yeah.
I don't want to confuse
it. The two.
It's already confusing enough, but I think the biggest thing is if we keep the same sliding scale financially, then one person says, well, I don't get the same compensation, and I don't want that to happen. So using the same sliding scale in both policy, I think, keeps it pretty clean. And one sunsets, the other one starts. So I wouldn't say a stair step, but there's two separate policies, and they don't overlap. I think it makes it a little cleaner that way.
And yet you utilize the same dollar amount and years in the stair step.
Correct.
Yes. I would go along with that because
What's the length of time that you would like to offer this?
The second
early
one?
Retirement to our employees, and is this a one-time offer?
One-time deal.
Yeah, you know, part of the conversations I've had when we all went to the Barnes 2 weeks ago before the budget was voted on. I had conversations that time and before that about 80 and out and all that. People talk about 80 and out, but I don't. It's going to be a $90,000+ commitment from the county every year. I don't see the benefit in that. I'd much rather put that 80 and out discussions set aside for another year and just say I'm not talking 80 and out and offer this early retirement a one-time only and it sunsets and it's over. And there is no more further discussions. Anyway, that's just my thoughts. I mean, there's other discussions that we're still talking about, loggers changing our program from, L7 to L6, I think it may have said it backwards, but that's a discussion other than this right now, and that's not going to happen probably in the near future anyway, that discussion. We've got some other things that are pressing, so my thoughts are we come up with a policy like we're talking. I think the wording's good.
For clarification,
yep.
You believe that those employees who might retire early would rather have those, I'm thinking specifically, that have a number of years,
mm-hmm.
would prefer to receive the dollar amount per year that you've set forth as opposed to the 80 and out?
I believe so, but besides that, it's financially, it's not something the county wants to take on right now. It's a long-term commitment and a large commitment. So I personally don't think
I'm looking, if you're talking 25 years at $500, that's a considerable amount of money.
It is.
$12,500.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think there'll be a rush to the HR to leave this place. It's still one of the best places to work in the county, so
yes.
I don't think we're going to see a mad rush to sign up on this, but there's some people contemplating right now.
If they're on the brink of making a decision one way or the other, and this is offered,
right.
Certainly I can see.
But on one of the biggest concerns that I've talked to, I've talked to everybody all over the courthouse. I mean, I say talk to everybody. I mean, a random group here and there that I've talked to, and the biggest deal is insurance. When you talk this way, and if we offer this incentive to them, they have the opportunity to take the ones that are close to retirement. That money gives them the ability to purchase insurance, and that's the biggest thing.
I agree with that, but I think that for those who are had the ability through 80 and out to retire, the reason that they don't select the 80 and out, if in fact we offered it, is because of the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
For that 4 or 5 years that they would be bare, if you will, or they would have to come up with those additional dollars. We have a number of employees within the system that if 80 and out were in place would select it if the insurance were covered. How many will select it, the option, if they don't have the retirement benefit package
right.
to go along with that for that 4 or 5 years? That's my only question. Do I think there are some that would select this? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But Maybe not as many as we think.
This gives us an option if we sunset this, Ron, to see if those people want to do this. This is a one-time deal. The only way that I will vote yes on it is a one-time deal, and that date is yet to be determined by us, but I would be open for recommendations on that particular date of this year, as far as I know when we're going to start pretty well from our conversation here. As you said, the 28th is what we decided. So I'm thinking that the other one would be around the 1st of March that we would offer this other one.
Right, and that's what my thought is.
Then whatever time that frame would be up till the final date, and this is a one-time offer only.
Right. And I'm thinking one time only.
But we see and the people that are interested in it, I mean, that's they can weigh their options, and right. We may have some people take advantage of it. And
so, what I would like to do is make these changes or give Mr. Paulson some time to make sure that we can do stair stepping, that there's nothing that would get us in trouble that way, and then have him type up a final document. And then come back to us, and so we can vote on this thing.
Well, what about the? Let's go ahead and settle the people that are affected by the layoffs. I'm ready to do that.
Okay, are you good with this? But that stair step has to apply to that too, and that's why I got to have Bob double check that. That's the only thing we got to double check the stair step. Isn't that true?
That it has to, or that's the way you proposed
I wanted to make it available to both.
If you want to make it available to both, I'd have to check on both of them.
Right.
They're two different issues. You may be able to do it on one and not on the other, but...
Legally...
Tell us about the one that, for the employees that are getting ready to leave, because those are ones that are time-sensitive.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that we can stair-step that for them?
I think that would be more likely a problem than the other one, the stair step. So I need to research it.
If you could research that would be...
Say again what you just said, Bob. I'm sorry.
The ones leaving by February 28th, it might be more of a problem to stair step that than it would the others.
Okay.
Logically, that's what I'm right. thinking, but I have not done the legal research on
right.
the issue.
Well, I am...
My thinking is, again, this is a time-sensitive issue for these individuals, and for some, maybe sooner than others, and we need to reach a conclusion ASAP.
Well, if Bob can go do the research, and as soon as he gets the answer, I mean, he can plug in the numbers, and we could vote on it today.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the first question, are you comfortable with the stair-stepping that I scribbled out?
I feel that way. I mean, I didn't have it stair-step, Jim. I had just the 20-year-plus employees on
right.
the retirement plan, but as you brought that up and stair-stepped it, it seems reasonable to me. To honor those people that are dedicated service to the county with their time of employment here, I think is only the right thing to do. And
we're talking completed years. We're not talking
right. If completed years.
19 years, and you start your 20th. That's not 20 years. That's 19 years.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's completed in a 12-month cycle, kind of right. thing. So I want to make sure that's clear too.
For the second. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm saying when I talk about that, it's whatever the payout is. It's for completed years of service, mm-hmm. not. I've completed 19 full years, and I'm starting my 20th year. You get paid for 19, not get paid for 20.
Understand.
We could use the SERF and loggers definitions as well. You have to have worked a certain number of hours in a year before it's counted as a year. And I think it takes working full-time through about July in order to get a full year in.
I'd rather just do anniversary dates and make it clean. We know those, and I don't want to get it too complicated.
Yeah.
So can we send Bob on his way and table this? Well, this discussion's posted all day anyway. So send Bob on his way with that.
Are you going to be calling some people, Ivan, and maybe some of those people to check on that?
Well, if I call Ivan, we may get a bill. If you don't mind my calling Ivan, I'll sure consult
whatever
with Ivan.
Well, whatever you need to do, because we need to take care of these time-sensitive situations and
not the amounts.
There you go. You just have it.
To avoid anybody, any.
I'll make sure I call.
Okay.
What length of time do you need? And we, the reason I'm going to ask that is because the corrected motion should be a motion to postpone to a definite time. Instead of a motion to table, and we need to start utilizing that motion, I believe.
What is the time frame you need? I think I'd like till the middle of next week, but if I can't have it,
no,
then
we're talking today. Yeah.
Today,
we're talking today.
Yeah, it has to be today.
Okay.
Because the last day, I mean, people have to be notified. I mean, this is affecting 20 people.
Okay.
Well, 18 people. It may be as many as 18 people. So,
to find out whether the stair step's legal and maybe redraft some things and.
Yep.
Can we say 3 o'clock, or is that too late?
It may be a phone vote, but that's fine too. So.
Yeah. What have we got? We got a 1 o'clock, don't we, on here?
No, we have. There's nothing after the.
Hopefully, we're going to be working on these policies today. That was my thinking. We don't have to go that late, but
I'll do everything I can to get it done as soon as possible.
When do you need it, Bob? You want till 3?
I may have it done in an hour, but it may take me, you know.
How about 1 o'clock?
Check with Ivan. I don't know if he's even available today. So.
Well, I need a time.
Let's set it at 1 o'clock, and then if we have to reset it for later, we can. Is that all right?
Let me ask this question, because I've been thinking about this over the weekend, but if we do this policy, any rehiring by other county officials would have to come through the county commission as far as benefits. They could hire somebody, but for them to be able to have benefits, because this was a deep discussion when we had was whether they could, whether we were going to eliminate benefits or we were going to try to.
I think we have to define how benefits are administered in our handbook policy. I don't think we clearly define that with the commission votes. I mean, it's just there's two gray areas. It's assumed that if a elected official hires a full-time employee, they get benefits. That's just an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
We have to clearly define that process, and I think that's where we have to adjust the handbook to do that. But
well,
so that's why I say I don't think we can
legally to avoid bonus.
Right now we can't change it. We have to create a policy, I think, because we don't have it clearly defined.
Jim, the reason I say that to avoid a bonus situation, which we cannot be involved with, which is illegal, we cannot have a county employee have one of these employees take advantage of this and then turn around and rehire that employee and without any control of ours.
We put two clauses in there. I mean, the first one of the settlement agreement is the position has been eliminated by budgetary, and that's very clearly what we've done on the first one. The second one is a stair-step payback is what we talked about before we went into break. It was paying back the settlement. If they do get rehired within 12 months, they have to do a payback of the settlement agreement back to the county.
I think it's very complicated, though.
But I think we have to do it that way.
It's very necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not uncommon. I know in the IT world when you get training – and you spend thousands of dollars for training, you have to stay employed for 2 years. Otherwise, there's a stair step to pay back the training expenses. That's very common in the professional world. So, I mean, paying back a situation this incentive to leave is not uncommon, I don't think.
And, Dan, you spoke to benefits, and the package is forthcoming from the county, and I agree that needs to be addressed within the policy. But we might also right within the policy for those positions wherein this offer has been accepted. Where I'm headed with this, Bob, is can there be differing sets of benefit packages that are offered based upon positions? We treat all employees, all full-time employees, the same. I'm not addressing anything differently than that. But right now, we have the ability to set the length of time before a person receives benefits. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.
Right.
Within the policy. So my question is, can there be a differing of when those benefits begin? based upon position. And probably not, but...
I have to check on that. I know that you can do, for instance, if you wanted to do it when they vested in SERF and say nobody under 8 years gets one of these, you can do that. But whether you can set it for some at 5 and some at 6 and some at 8, I don't know.
Well, I'm not meaning individuals. I'm meaning these specific positions wherein the county is extending an offer that's going to help us budgetarily, which is why this is being done.
I'm still not understanding exactly what you're asking, I guess.
Well, can it be addressed through the personnel policy to answer Dan's question to, and it may be deep, his question may be deeper than what was on the surface. If we're going to vacate a position, and that position is an employee that's been here an extended period of time,
mm-hmm.
the dollars are in the budget.
Right.
An officer wants to hire back at that same amount rather than a lesser amount for someone in starting pay. We have an issue under budgetary law. How do we address that? How do we work with the officers? And is the awarding of benefits part of that hammer, if you will, to make sure that we don't start someone back at the exact identical pay?
I got you.
That we just vacated a position and plus paid additional dollars to have that position vacated.
And that's just
how is it you best influence or dictate that they don't replace that position with exactly the same amount of money for that
or
position?
Just, I wouldn't say dictate. But we need to be invited to the conversation or invited to the table when there's a rehiring taking place.
I said influence or dictate.
Right. And what I'm saying is that since we don't have benefits line item in each department, and that's a separate department, clearly the commission has complete authority over the benefits. And so I think the only way we can do it is we have to approve of the hire to extend the benefits. And that is on the individual. We do it for every employee before to make sure they met the qualifications of whatever the qualifying process is in their handbook. So
part of that may be that within the courthouse system we establish what a starting level salary is.
Mm-hmm.
And exceptions have to be at the approval of
right.
the commission, perhaps. But I think we need to have a meeting with the elected officials and department heads and iron some of these things out and reach consensus.
Before we create policy, I agree.
Before we create policy.
I just think right now the benefits is the biggest thing. People, we don't pay great wages, but benefits, as we have a great benefits package, and it seems like we're the ones paying it out of the commission's GCR budget of a benefits package, so we should have a say if we extend benefits or don't extend benefits, and that would help us. Then, you know, if an elected official wants to pay for an employee out of a special fund, that gives us, you know, do we extend benefits or don't extend benefits? We just need to have that discussion of how we extend benefits.
Bob,
yeah, I got my work cut out for me.
So this is something that's very important, obviously, to those people who are leaving sooner rather than later, and I know that we put a lot on your shoulders, but hopefully you can find that answer for us so that we can come to conclusion on this issue.
So you said 1 o'clock. I'm going to move here in a second here, a motion here. So I'll move that we
postpone to a definite time.
What?
Robert's rules, we looked it up. And
okay, so I don't have to do anything then?
The motion should be to postpone to a definite time, specifically 1 o'clock. This discussion.
Okay,
whatever.
Sure. That's my motion.
I second it.
Motion's been made to postpone until 1 o'clock the discussion regarding settlement agreement offers, if you will, and it's seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Bob.
What's next on the agenda?
We can go into any of those items that are issued.
There's a couple things I want to throw out just for discussion so that we then can think about if we're going to be posting these items or not in the near future. Different notes that I have written down here. We at one time talked about the sewer district and talking about how the employees and where the employees report and trying to we were going to have a discussion with the sewer board, things like that. So I guess the question is, we have left that undone from an aspect of when do we want to schedule that and who do we want to schedule it with. Sewer board meets Tuesday, but we should be traveling on Tuesday. So we won't be able to meet this Tuesday with the sewer board. So do we want to try to push for the next sewer board meeting to have a sit-down work session with them?
Yeah.
Okay. So
when will that next meeting be?
I don't know, but I'll have to...
yes, let's shoot for a time following this, the next Tuesday's
okay,
meeting.
Okay, so the next thing I had on the list was... this one can wait. When I was at the Taney County Airport, Point Lookout Airport, I found out that we don't scrape the road going into the airport or the parking lot. And when we do, we in the past have charged back the airport for cleaning a county facility. And the going rate is $100 to do the parking lot, and we have charged in excess of $800 to clear that parking lot before internal transfers from Road and Bridge to the airport, which I think we don't do that for anybody else. We don't do that for P&Z because of where their building is. We don't do it for the judicial facility. It's a public facility. The county owns it. We knew the responsibilities when we got the building. So that's a policy I want to – we have Road and Bridge policy for next week.
Is the road down the county road?
So
let me ask this.
Yes, sir.
The road in is a county road.
From what I understand, yes, sir.
And we're charging to
plow.
To plow the county road?
If we go out there. So the road itself was not plowed. And Danny, you drove out there.
We didn't
say anything about this, but I almost slipped and fell multiple times in the parking lot. It was a sheet of ice.
This is a no-brainer for me. I think we need to notify Road and Bridge Department.
To add that to their list.
To add that to their list to be taken care of.
Okay. But anyway, that was one thing I wanted to
make. At all times, at no charge.
It won't take an hour.
Hollister's contribution is they snowplow the runway and the airplane parking tarmac. That's what the Hollister does in exchange for their contribution for the airport. So they do their part, but we charge for our part. So I'd like to, at least that's what I was told. So I would like to,
Well, because it's not any written policy that I'm aware of, I think that we can just come to consensus and tell.
I believe so, too.
I don't think that it even needs to be discussed anymore. We've all just...
Okay.
I mean,
so
it's a county.
Let me move on here to the next thing we were going to talk about. We have been asked, and this is something from the ladies who sent me a note, National Day of Prayer is coming up, and in the past, the presiding commissioner was the contact person for the for the event scheduled. It's May 5th, and we just need to decide or designate an elected official to be the point person for that event that we normally have here. So, I don't believe there's a lot of organization that needs to take. It's something that our commission office probably could just manage if we wanted to do so. I just want to make sure we address it. I think they had a request already in the office of who is the point person so that they can do some planning.
And they being whom?
I don't know who contacted the office already.
There's several churches involved, actually.
Right.
I'd be glad to do that.
Well, it can just be the committee. I mean, it doesn't matter. But we'll leave you the point person, Ron. That'd be no problem. Okay, so I think we answered that question. Perfect. The next thing I had on my list, just this is housekeeping, so we can just start working on planning, is in our budget discussions, we talked about selling some additional vehicles that we had lying around. One happened to be in the sheriff's office. It was called the jail car, I believe is what he called it. And he said he was not being used. They still have, that's different from their spare vehicle that they have, but there's a car that's been used for jail transport or something like that that they don't need anymore. We also had the juvenile vehicles, which we got to figure out what we're going to do with those now that we saw that.
We
Have you received the latest email regarding those?
Yeah.
And it doesn't look to me like that we can move forward with those vehicles at all. Because they were acquired via a grant, and until they reach a minimum value, they have to stay with the department that received it. So I think we just need to scratch that from.
I kind of said that so people would hear it on the radio that,
right.
Not on the internet, that we actually did discuss it and can't do anything with that. The only thing else, I was prepared to talk about today was meeting process, our meeting processes. I think the handbook policy we probably need to look about attacking that differently, but that meeting process is what I'd like to talk about. So at least I'm prepared to talk about that.
If it has anything to do with...
It has to do with setting beginning wages for employees.
We're still in a discussion regarding, personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy. And certainly setting of wages could be...
That's fine.
Within the personnel policy.
We just mentioned it in our overall discussion. We're going to have to discuss it, but that may or may not happen today. But
I just wanted something to...
Go ahead. And you run.
I just wanted to
announce your name.
I'm Linda Reynolds.
Linda.
Yes. And I work in the assessor's office, and I also do payroll for the assessors. And one thing that I have noticed, which I hope you will take into consideration when you're thinking about setting wages, is something, since I've been here 18 years, I have noticed that there is a very big injustice whenever a person starts in a position, a lower position in the county or in the office, I should say, and they are set at a certain wage. Well, they might have been here 5 years, and then all of a sudden you have someone from another office that wants to transfer into our office, and this doesn't happen just in our office, but just as a for instance, they may come in at whatever wage they are getting for their job, although they are not really have not worked in our type of position, and have to be trained like everyone else that comes in off the street. They're coming over with the same wage as what they had over there, which may be higher than what has been
paid
for that position for 5 years. I mean, they may be getting more than this woman that has been there for 5 years. They were already making more because what they're coming from, hasn't been set.
But they are not going to, if within that individual office, there's a budgeted limit
That
position. And if that person wants to transfer into that position at a lower wage, they should have the opportunity to do that.
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
Yes. What I'm just saying is I hope that when you set wages for these positions, if that is what you're going to do, that you will make it mandatory that if somebody transferred into it and doesn't have the background, that they will be starting off at the beginning wage.
The city of Hollister, I did some research when I first came on board 2 years ago, and they have a very unique way of paying people. It's everyone's level-based. Even though they may be different departments and different experiences, they do annual reviews. They get performance evaluations. But if you're, say, a level 6, and I'm just using, I don't think that's what any of their levels, the maximum pay on level 6 is X. And if the position is a level 5, then you can transfer in at that maximum pay for a level 5, but to get to the next level, there has to be skills and through the evaluation process to make sure. So they have a very crisp, clean way of intercompany, intercity transfers of employees and all that. But I'd like for us to look at that, because I think that along with evaluations, because we sometimes do our employees an injustice by not giving them, not forcing the department manager and the employee to sit down and say, how can you improve your job? And we don't force evaluations, and nor can we, but we can sure encourage them and make the process easier. But that would help the process too.
Right, but that's all complicated by the fact that you have about 13 fiefdoms within county government.
That's correct.
Known as elected officers.
That's correct.
Yes.
Charter form of government.
We'll take all that into consideration.
But I had to put my two cents
Thank
in.
Thank you, Linda.
Appreciate it. Thank you, and I wrote it down. Intra-office transfers is something that perhaps should be considered within the policy.
And that's something that we want to try to do is do, I mean, if somebody gets an opportunity to move from office to office, we don't discourage that at all. But we, other than hiring on somebody new. So very, very good points taken, and we've got it wrote down here. We'll take it into consideration.
Thank you, Linda.
One more thing I was just going to bring up, just so you guys know, and if I need to schedule, this is a question of should I schedule this or not. As you know, Bob Paulson and I went to Jeff City to testify to a group of professionals under that state statute that they, you know, I think you guys know the professional engineers, the architects, landscape planners, and all that. Do I need to there has to be an action item out of that. There was an action item requested out of that to appease this board that had requested us to show up.
Can you have something drafted and presented to us so that
yes,
we can
if,
act
if
on?
That's all right. I just want to make sure I can do that.
It's fine with me.
It's a simple little ordinance that kind of
ordinance?
Well, it would be a
county resolution.
Resolution, not an ordinance, a resolution. It's no impact to us. There's zero impact to us and our citizens. So
I'd be delighted to look at it.
Okay, I'll work with Bob on that. That was one of the last things.
Other things that you feel we need to be chatting about in the near future?
Yes, I think that we need to check, and this is totally, with this weather and with the warm-up that we're having, probably everybody's mind will be off of the fact that we could possibly have another winter event that would be comparable to one of these that we've had. We've discussed every year about a storage of salt and chemical, and I think that's something that we need to look into. As a matter of fact, at one point, I think we had a temporary agreement with the mountain complex about some storing in a dry place. But I think we need to check with the road barns and have a visit with the road and bridge this next week.
They're scheduled for next Monday.
Okay. And have that conversation. And very, as Jim, you mentioned a while ago about the roads and things, I'm very proud of what I've seen that the road and bridge did this year
right.
on keeping the roads clean with what they had to deal with. I mean, ice and snow and that ice is a bear.
Yep. So that's all I had from just short-term questions. I mean, like I said, I'm prepared to talk about more of agenda meeting processes so we could...
part of that, and one of the things that, guys, we need to make a decision on are these board appointments.
And that was it.
And I know that Monday we announced, at least to the media while they were sitting here, that there were X amount. And I noticed of positions that were available on various boards. And I see that at least one paper hit that. I've only looked at one paper. It may be in both. And made notice that there were several appointments that were open. We need to give that serious consideration.
Absolutely.
Because some of these boards are running dangerously low on whether or not they have a quorum.
Well, the other thing is the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, when we enacted that, we gave a stair step of all the terms, but we also said their term, it was only 1 year until we evaluated the how it was going. So actually all seven members are up for renewal. So there's a lot more people. We already mentioned we had an opening. I don't think we're planning to replace anybody. We have one vacancy, but we have to reappoint all of those positions too. So I believe we'll have that report Monday of exactly what positions and what terms. Some of the complications, I think, after we had talked, I went upstairs and looked at the book a little bit more and realized that we had staggering start times in the board and in the bylaws. They were to start January 1st. So there's a lot more research of when does the term expire, because they shouldn't be expiring randomly through the year or different years. So when we started doing the research of who is up and not up, there was a lot of discrepancies just because of how the boards were reappointing, or when the commission made a reappointment, you know, if it was a replacement of an existing term, their term should have been shortened, not extended 4 more years. And there's just a lot of confusion there of actually. So they're almost through that book, and then we should have a complete list, I would think, Monday, maybe Tuesday morning, of exactly what we're needing to do, because it looks like there's a sewer board appointment available, because Nathan filled a vacancy that was created when Russell stepped down. So that's why we caught that. Was like, okay, Nathan filled an existing term, not a new term. So anyway, I guess I say all this to say that we'll probably be ready to know exactly which terms and which positions on Monday or Tuesday.
Do you, and there may be some statutory reasons why we can't do this, but if in fact we can, it would be nice to move appointments to one date. All appointments, for example, to all boards, February 1st. There's no claim to that date.
Just the bylaws. Just their bylaws when they formed.
Their bylaws.
They created, and I don't know if that holds up, but certain bylaws specifically say expires the 31st day of December, new appointments take effect January 1st.
So you're currently working on bringing all that up to date.
Correct.
So that we can look at all those positions.
Right.
And for those that filled unexpired terms, there may be additional appointments that are either
Correct.
Due or going to be due very
right.
shortly. All right, then. We need to wait till we have that completed before we move forward, is what you're saying.
Because I think we're dangerously low on the park board, and the challenge is we're having some challenges. Well, not challenges. We just got to clear the start dates. That's probably the one that we've got to focus on the first, which is when does the date start? When do they end? Are you filling expired terms, retired? I mean, there's just – and that's probably the one I think, Danny, if I'm right, is that's the lowest one on the number of board members. Is that right? Where they almost don't have a quorum?
Yeah, they're having difficulty filling it because of quorum. And
yeah, they're down. I think they're down 2 members or 3 members.
2 or 3, yeah. I can't remember now. But we had, you know, some resign and
right.
And
see, when they resign, the thing is that term is not expired yet.
Right.
So we got to make sure we. And so what we inherited was nothing. And so what we've created, this is the first time we've ever had the commission's ever had a board book. I think we did that last year, the year before we started the process, and it's been a challenge to get the bylaws and all that. So. So I would say, Ron, we're a couple more days, we'll be there. Okay.
All right, let's jump over to county. We need to talk about county commission board appointments. County commission is required statutorily to serve, or one of the members, on a number of boards throughout the county. And we need to fill those. And I'm looking for my list as I'm chatting. Do one of you have yours with you?
I'm not bringing it up. Last time I got appointed.
John, I see you're here, and I am to meet with you individually here at 11. I'll be with you just as soon as I can, okay? Thank you.
I don't have that. I mean, I'm not sure we can probably repost that at the same time. I don't have that papers in front of me.
Let's see what I've got in my notes. Maybe that'll help.
I thought we came down to... You were going to take OCAC, I believe. I think that's check the tape. I think that's you said OCAC. You were taking that. One thing I did want to point out, and this is something we've got to put on the agenda to discuss, is what we used to call Ozark Regional Economic Partnership is now called Springfield Regional Economic Partnership. We need to come to a conclusion of what level we're going to. Sign up, because their first meeting for the board members, depending on what level we participate, is next week. So anyway, that's something else we need to discuss soon.
Well, do you guys want to fulfill the ones that we know? I mean,
I don't know when they start. I mean, are you talking about park board and stuff?
No, I'm talking about the ones that the commission is involved with, because I had to. Okay, but I mean, we have discussed those, so right. Have you got a list of those and the ones that we've volunteered?
I have some that are listed. We've made no motions, to the best of my knowledge, to fill any of these positions, and I believe that
right. We
should do that. We're just posted today for discussion of it. I don't think that means that we could take a vote, but we can
right. Post
it for next week. Let's clarify the boards that we're set on. Number one, University Extension, and Dan.
That's me.
That's you. And we're going to set a time next week, if that's all right with you gentlemen, to complete this. Missouri Association of Counties Board, and Jim, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
TDD.
I currently serve on it. And my term, I'd have to look what my term is. I think you guys said I couldn't step down.
No, quite frankly, I'm...
You want to serve on it?
I feel very confident that you could serve on all these if you so desire.
No, do you want to serve on them?
OCAC, you gentlemen have indicated.
I'm the backup already.
Have me involved, and you will be the alternate. Is that what we're?
Yes, sir.
All right. Solid Waste Commission.
That's me.
Right, currently it's me, but it's going to go to Danny.
Really?
Well, I get the information through the PAC that we've had, okay. But you've been attending those, Jim.
Alternate? No, I've been talking to them, and because it's the same day as the... You won't be able to attend them either.
Alternate?
For that? Jillian.
Who won't be able to attend the Solid Waste Commission meeting?
If we go to the Taney County Airport one, none of us. It's the same time.
Well, the Taney County Airport is a board meeting of the airport board that's appointed board that we don't serve on.
Correct.
That's right.
The Solid Waste Commission, however, is a regional board that I believe we're required to serve on.
I believe it's correct.
Whomever I has to feel that we appoint to that needs to be attending that meeting.
That's exactly right.
As opposed to the airport board. That's my personal feeling.
So, Danny, just the expectation is that you'd be going to Marionville.
Or an alternate.
Right.
If in fact, there is. All right.
Right.
Your alternate? I know that one time we chatted about Jillian upstairs. It doesn't have to be an elected official.
Right. Just we can send somebody to go in our stead.
And
Frank, they're fine with that.
Frank or John had been attending those, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Do we have reports from that?
No.
Do you have reports from that?
I have the packet of.
Got to have somebody that will.
We'll appoint an alternate later. Bet you can put me down for it.
Gotcha. Cleo.
That's presiding commissioners, isn't it? Or didn't we look through the bylaws of their meeting?
I will consider that when we have our votes next week.
But
Jim, you brought up Ozark Regional Partnership, which has changed to the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, I believe.
Right.
Maybe you said that.
That's all right.
There's three levels, as I understand it. The middle level is 1,500. The upper level is 2,500.
No, 2,500, 5,000.
Mm-hmm. There's also a lower limit of 500.
Right.
And we have been involved in this the last few years. It's where I originally met, I think, Jeff Seifert.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we should be personally at the $2,500 level.
I do also. That gives us a board seat.
And that is a fee that I also think should come from the economic development budget.
We put money in there for that. What that will do, though.
So we're going to talk about that next week, or we can go ahead and do that now?
No, we don't post it. We have to. Actually, we can send the invoice through, and then we vote on it. That's how
let's do it that way.
Okay. But then
so
what we have to do.
It'll be an accounts payable, right?
It'll be an accounts payable. But more importantly, we'll have to assign a commissioner to the board.
Do I have any volunteers?
I'll volunteer for that one.
Okay, we can post this discussion for
next Thursday.
We've already missed the agenda for this morning, so.
You want to recess while you have a conversation with Mr.
Can we do this on Tuesday morning?
I think we could.
For a number of these things, I'm.
Yeah.
I have a business lunch at 11, and then I'm leaving for the meeting in Jefferson City.
Same with me. So, let's.
We can do that Tuesday, or
Tuesday.
We can do that Monday after we do the all. We got a pretty good agenda Monday afternoon, but we can work those appointments in then easy.
I don't know if we'll have a board appointment stuff done by then. They're working on it.
I'm talking about the county commission board appointments.
We can work that in, yeah. That'll be real quick.
Let's just go ahead.
But we're going to be here Tuesday morning. Do you think we should? I mean, we've already approved our agenda for Monday, right, this morning?
Right. But we can add to that. I mean, it's not anything that can't be added to. That was mainly things that we could take off. Or you want to go from saying it's.
That's up to you.
We can still post it. You want to post it at 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock Tuesday morning?
We can do it Monday afternoon. That's fine.
Monday afternoon. We'll just post it Monday afternoon.
This is simple. We'll be going through those.
Let's just put it Monday afternoon. We'll get time for that. We'll put commission board appointments.
Jerry, did you have input into this discussion regarding early retirement policy, settlement agreement offers and benefits discussions?
Yeah.
Well, come on down.
Do I get any benefits as a retiring IDA board member?
Yes. Retirement.
You're not retiring. We forbid that.
Gentlemen, my 11 o'clock is here that I need to chat with.
I make a motion. We recess to 1. Didn't we have a Paulson coming back at 1?
Yep.
We'll stand in recess till 1 o'clock.
Great.
Come on down.